Dabbed away by David Warner. 50 in his 100th test. Six.
Go!
Spars out around the corner, gets to the fence. 100 in his 100.
Oh, Zappish, and it gets through. And David Warner celebrates. Pure emotion.
Hey, not a bad way to spend your 100th test. It was at the MCG Boxing Day against South Africa, and 200 runs, if you don't mind, for the man they call the ball, Davey Warner. 101 test these days. He's got a tour of India coming up in the AB medal tonight. He joins us on Breakfast on RSN this morning. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, going beautifully, mate. Going absolutely beautifully. Great to have you with us. Can I put you in a car with the kids at the moment for school, or what's going on?
I just made the lunches, and now they're just up on the table having a little bit of breakfast, and then I'll be on their way soon.
Righto. What's in the lunchbox? What are you putting on the lunches?
Well, my eldest has not changed in her going into her third year. It's cheese sandwich.
God, nice.
I don't know why. And the other one's strawberry jam. And I don't know why, because they both have Vegemite on toast in the morning. So I can't work it out. So I'll just leave it up to them. And then you've got all your other stuff, your crunch and sip, your carrots, your strawberries, your apples. So, yeah.
It's a nice, energetic, nutritious lunch. It's good on the kids. I love it. Is it first day for them today, this year?
Yeah, it is. It is. They're excited. My eldest was 6:30, already in her uniform and her brand new shoes. So,
oh.
Yeah, absolutely pumped. And the other one was still asleep. So.
Yeah, we're contrasting kids. Yeah, funny about that. They're never the same,
yep.
The kids. What does David Warner have for breakfast, just while we're there?
I'm just sipping on a coffee at the moment. And then I'll go with the wife. We usually go for a little jog or a walk, and then we have breakfast around 9:30 after we're done.
Righto. That's a nice routine you got going there, and you probably need a routine because your life is so busy, and you've come out in the last couple of days talking about how fatigued you are. The Indian Tour is 5 days away. You've got the AB medal tonight. And the calendar of cricket, now it's a broader conversation, but the calendar of cricket, is it too congested, you reckon?
It is at the moment just due to COVID, and
yep.
The players are hoping that it's not, you know, forever lasting, especially after this next 12 months. I think you look at guys like Ben Stokes, who's only playing one, he dropped one form off to spend more time with his family, to sort of get that break. You need it. So, playing all three forms now moving forward for players is going to be challenging. And I think you've got to start looking at the priorities, which would be the World Cups in white ball if you wanted to play. And then it gives an opportunity for young kids that are coming through, or the next crop of talent coming through, gets that opportunity to play in some of those smaller series before those World Cups.
Does it mean you don't get a chance, with particularly the COVID-affected schedule, to enjoy the great moments? I mean, that 200 at the MCG was phenomenal, let alone the fact it was your 100th test, which is a great milestone in itself. To make 200 at the G in Boxing Day against South Africa, been a terrific rival for the Australians for decades, do you get a chance to enjoy that? Or because you've got the next game so close, or the next training session so close, you can't really reflect?
Yeah, for me, my whole entire family and friends were down there, so we got together after that night just to sort of just celebrate, because everyone was down there for the first 2 days. They all came down, and after that innings, everyone sort of went home. Some stayed down and to catch up with everyone and say thank you. We just put something on, or Candice put something on just afterwards, and I was still cramping then, and everyone was laughing. And, It was quite funny. I was kicking underneath the table, and it was hard getting the fluids in. But it's a good point that you make, because you win a 1 day series or you win a test series, 3 days later you're playing something else.
Yeah.
And it's hard. You want to celebrate those moments. You want to cherish those moments, and they're the memories that last forever. And at the moment, it's almost like you're in this sort of washing machine and pulled out and put in the dryer. So it's challenging, but. We love playing the game. There's a lot of franchise cricket as well that's being played. The next sort of 5 to 10 years will be interesting between international cricket and franchise cricket to see what happens there and what evolves. But it's going to be an interesting watch.
Yeah, David Warner's joined us on Breakfast on RSN, player of the series against South Africa. Of course, the big 200 in his 100th test. Just on the 100th test milestone, when I vividly remember the day you played your first time for Australia at the MCG, and you went whackety-whack-whack, and we thought, who the bloody hell is this fella? And all of a sudden, you've played 100 tests. Now, it's taken a while to get to that journey, of course, but when you first made that appearance for Australia in the short form, did you ever think that that day would come?
No, not at all. I set my goals were more to play, one-day cricket and try and get into the Australian team batting, five or six and bowl some leg spin, and identical to Smitty. So, we both entered the Australian cricket team, and now we've slotted ourselves at the top of the order. And, we sort of had to learn on the run, and I think that's where your experience comes from. And, we didn't have that opportunity to play, 100 Shield games, guys like Brad Hodge, Matthew Elliott, all these guys that play a lot of Shield cricket leading into, getting that baggy green. We didn't have that opportunity. We got picked early. We identified real early with talent, but talent only gets you so far. And we had great players around us to help us and guide us through those times and sort of get us into the mould of being an Australian cricket player, not just on the field but off the field as well.
Well, we're talking sort of legacy Hall of Fame stuff with what you've done. It's been a phenomenal career, and it's not over yet, although there was enormous pressure on you, particularly from the media, in this series against South Africa, after the West Indies series as well. How much did that get to you, or were you able to shut that out?
No, I'm always able to shut that out. That's just the media getting the last legs of my name so everyone can come and clickbait. You know what it's like? It's one of those, I don't know, it's just pick on me. Every year it always comes, and I like it because it takes pressure off the other guys, and everyone can play their own way and forget about it. But I enjoy that stuff. People have a job, and you're entitled to your opinion, and that's fine. My job is to go out there and try and score runs. If I'm not, you can talk all you want about what I should be doing.
Well, I think you answered pretty strongly with that double century at Boxing Day. Speaking of, there's been a bit of discussion about Christmas Day test start at Melbourne or wherever it might be. Would you like to play Christmas Day, or is Boxing Day the best place or the time to start it?
Well, in the Australian calendar, in Australia, the only day that you pretty much get off and is Christmas Day. So I think that it won't be a great thing if we have to play cricket on Christmas Day. I get it'll be great for people can sit back at home and while you're enjoying a nice bit of ham and a nice cold beer. You want to watch some sport, but I think from a player's perspective, that's the time that you get to cherish with your family. And if you've got young ones and you want to celebrate Christmas with them, it's a challenging one. And I wouldn't want to be playing on Christmas Day.
I must admit, I'm with you on that one. We can do without it Christmas Day, I reckon. Boxing Day is a nice time to start. You've had your big day. You've caught up with everyone. You've done your business with the meals, and you're ready to go for cricket. That sounds
exactly
like a good plan to me. You were talking before about being fatigued, and obviously the Indian series, we'll get to shortly, is only 5 days away, I think, before we leave for that. Would you reflect and make a different decision about playing Big Bash next time if you knew what you knew then?
That's the part and parcel of why I had the 9 years off, is because I knew exactly how I'd feel. I knew what I was getting myself into. Going into sort of this last year, I felt, Nick Hockley and Alistair Dobson and the guys from the BBL asked me to come and play. And, I put it out there that I wanted to go and play in, I think it was the UAE League that was, asking if I was available, asking if I was going to retire this year. They asked me all these questions, and for me, I felt like if I came back and, finished sort of my career here in Australia through the BBL, it'd probably be better because, I got to give back. I owe a lot to the fans as well for all the support. And if I can make a little small, impression and help our game grow, it'll mean a lot to a lot of people. So, it's important for us guys if we get that opportunity to come back and play. But it is tiring for the guys that are playing all three forms.
All right, that's an interesting assessment there. And now, your cramp was one of the great stories of Boxing Day Test. It was one of the funniest things I've seen, by the way. and then have to come out again and bat again after being retired and go first ball was even funnier. But you made 200, so you've done your job. Cam Green was the other story out of that test with that finger drama. Now, we were led to believe that he might not be bowling early in this series against India. Do you know anything more about that?
I don't know anything more, but I must admit, it was an amazing effort to get back out there. I know he had an injection, but he, you know, he displaced that fracture a little bit more. So, you know, he probably put himself behind a little bit more. But in the moment, and that's those test series, is you got, you know, they could have protected him, said, no, don't go out there and bat. But, you know, you're trying to win those series in those moments. And, you know, it was brave of him to go out there and do that. It's put him back a little bit. I actually don't know what has been said, because obviously we've been a bit distant from the test stuff at the moment. But yeah, it was spoken about that he might not be bowling in that first test. So fingers crossed that he can, because we're going to need all the bowling we can have on that field. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Well, don't cross his fingers. They're a bit sore at the moment. We'll get somebody else to cross their fingers. That'll work for us. And Pete Hanscom might come in if he doesn't play the all-rounder role. They might get an extra batsman. But that India tour, it's 10 days away, the first test. You're leaving, I think, 5 Allan Border medal tonight, where I'm sure you get the back table and duck out as soon as possible. How big is the challenge of playing in India? You've been there many times.
Yeah, it's always a big challenge. You know what you're going to get, the condition-wise, but they're so good. You know, playing at home, they're one of the best in the world at it. And, you know, you've got to pick your moments, and generally 1 hour will cost you that whole test. So, you know, you've got to really work hard for your runs. And when we're bowling, we've got to really contain. And I felt the way that we did in Pakistan, our bowlers were exceptional. They were able to contain Pakistan from scoring. And if we can do that in India, it holds you in a good place, especially when you go there to bat and you've got the confidence. You know, you spend 150, 160 overs in the dirt, and, you know, it could be 600, 700 runs on the board. And you, last thing you want to do is walk out, you know, just before daylight, you know, finishes in day two, and you've got cement in your shoes. So it's quite a challenge. So you've got to try and get yourself up somehow. And, you know, we train for that. We work our backsides off to try and replicate as much of that fatigue factor as you can in the nets. And that's why we bat for so long at training, to try and put ourselves in that situation. So, look, we're looking forward to it. We're pumped. We know what we're going to face. And, yeah, it's going to be a great series.
Feb 9's the first test. Nagpur, India versus Australia. It's at 3 p.m. local time as well, the first ball of the day every day. So it's perfect timing for sports fans. We can't wait to see you in action and the Australians against the Indians, what hopes to be a great series. Have a nice night tonight at the Allan Border Medal. And just before I let you go, is there any danger that Sydney doesn't rain during cricket season? Do we need to put a roof on the whole city?
Put a roof over the whole of New South Wales. It's raining today, so yeah, I don't know why it is. It's just weird. It's bizarre, but yeah, I wouldn't move from here though.
No, fair enough. Although this is the best city in the world, we'll talk about that another day. Really appreciate your time, Dave. Enjoy getting the kids off to school, and good luck in India.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. David Warner, the player of the series against South Africa, the Australian opening batsman, 101 tests.